Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We all right?
Yes, you.
Good. Yes.
Are you, Chris?
Yeah, good.
We've come dressed
very
relatively
similar.
I feel like I'm having an influence on you.
We're again, Friday Club Part 3.
Yes.
Our third Friday Club.
Is it three? Four?
Third,
three. Four.
Is it?
Yeah, I think.
No, three.
Is it?
Three. What, so you don't trust me, do you?
No. Can
emails.
I just start, Chris?
Go on.
I was going to on the email thing, but thankfully we've come away from the dog shit and the standard of questions has gone through the roof. And I've got one here. Afternoon, gents and Parky. That was a Trump. Would you rather have a horizontal ass crack or a vertical mouth? All the best, Kev.
A horizontal
ass crack or a vertical mouth? What got me attention was the afternoon, gents and Parky.
That offensive?
No, I don't. I don't take. I'm still trying to work out which way is which on the crack.
It's got to be the horizontal ass, hasn't it?
Yeah,
well, definitely. Not many people see your bum, do they?
No.
They look strange in trunks.
You're all the same?
You're all still going to be at the centre, innit? You just turn it smile round.
Shall I reply just asking that question?
Yeah, please. Well, he's going to hear it, innit? He's going to hear the next question.
Yeah, the mailbag is overflowing this week.
Horizontal ass, by the way, just
trying
to see your
question.
Yeah,
I'm going horizontal ass.
And they're not all positive emails, though, Chris.
Why? What's happened?
We've had a bollocking.
Go on.
All right, lads, just a quickie. Stop the CrossFit chat. Anyone who isn't in CrossFit finds any chat, videos, pictures about CrossFit painfully boring. It's a cult. Ha, ha, ha. And are an odd bunch. I think that's a typo. The ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha. Ha.
It meant to say wankers, didn't it?
I think so.
Wankers turn into ha, ha, ha.
I think so. Conversation starter, top 5 celebrity crushes. Cheers, Gads. So... Well, there's not that much, is there?
What, CrossFit chat? I think we've only mentioned it once.
Just because they're big and care.
Yeah, once too many.
Did you think it was a bit culty?
Oh, I don't, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Oh, I.
Nah.
I wouldn't like to think I were letting my missus go into that arena.
Oh, that's opening a whole new avenue, this, John.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't like to think she were going in.
While you were at home?
Well, wherever I were. Even if I were there, in some cases.
Thing is, I know she was half joking, but she did say that you weren't going back, didn't she? You weren't allowed to go back.
Oh, she was definitely joking.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was definitely joking.
I suppose it depends which CrossFit you're going, though. Not
well,
all of
I've
them.
I've only ever been to one.
Yeah, but you had the Leeds Pro.
Fucking Maximus Aurelius would have to be swinging his fucking sword about an age to keep him off.
How was the spinning, John?
Good, good. I'm really getting into it now.
Good news for the fans. You're branching out. Is it Turbo Tone tomorrow?
No, yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
What's Turbo Tone?
Body Tone tomorrow because I can't get spinning because it's Thursday night spinning and we've got the live show, haven't we? So I booked on to, this is the first class I've booked on to, and I'll let you know what it consists of.
The TT.
Body Tone. So I thought, wonder what Body Tone consists of. And it got me in first 5 words. Burn a high amount of calories in a short period of time and get results quickly. Specifically targeting the full body which I don't think is a bit of a double negative, specifically targeting the full body. So you're not specifically targeting anything, are you? It's just the full body as you're targeting it.
But only he could analyse a sentence like that and come up with.
Because I'm a fucking highly intelligent man, aren't I? You didn't even know a double negative word, did you?
Thing is, I mean, anybody that knows you, we drove over yesterday and he was going on about sit-ups. I want to start doing sit-ups. He's just unrecognisable. True that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to lose the gut.
Trust me.
You thinking about
gut? Because the back's going now. The back flab's going. Right. I don't like Batman. I'm going to lift my arms up.
So are you thinking about toning now?
No, not really. I'm just thinking about getting rest of my darb off. I think that's when you're a middle-aged man.
Yeah.
I think that's the hardest bit for it to go, I think. I'm still enjoying a few pints and that. I had a fantastic day last Friday for Cheltenham.
Yeah.
I reckon we done 18 in.
18 yeah, that, pints. The thing is, you're still training. That's what I'm most impressed with you.
Mm. You're going to keep it up now?
See, the thing is,
you can balance then, can't you? Because you can carry on eating
and
drinking.
I need to get another stone off. Maybe a stone and a half, and then I'll start doing a few weights then and toning up.
Imagine how good you're going to look when you're like lean.
Oh, hell. Jesus leaner. Christ.
Think, do you know what, going back to this, that email about CrossFit and that. You go to any
touch the nerve.
You go to any gym like this turbo tone tomorrow.
It's body tone, not turbo. We're not doing that quick.
It'll be a CrossFit workout. So although the name
but
gets,
it might not be run by the cult.
I know, but
you might not. I don't. You'll have to high five down at Barnsley Health Centre.
What do you? What? Because obviously a few lads were whipping the tops off on that mid workout when you came. What's your thoughts on
wankers,
on that area?
Wankers. Taking your top off.
I bet you whip yours off, didn't you?
I normally do, but because the big one was next to us, I thought this is going to feature on Friday Club.
Do you know what I think of that, right? If you've got a little vest on, right? You've got a little vest on. You're not going to cool off that much, are you, by taking a little vest on?
No,
they've just been total absolute morons. Look at me.
Showing off.
Look at the body, sweetheart. In it, you know when you take it off, you go, oh fuck hell, it's cold in here.
It gives me an extra 20%. You know when I'm starting to struggle a little bit, I'm like, right, chuck me top on the floor, here we go.
Top off.
Business end.
I'm ready to go. Yeah. Find another 10-15%.
Mm-hmm. No, do you agree or not? Can you see?
Because he gets another couple of eyes looking at him. That's why. That's what spurs him on.
Thing is, we said, I know I spoke to you after last week's release, but it was the most nervous you were about releasing an episode, just about the traps.
The traps. I mean, I wasn't nervous at all until the seeds of doubt started to be planted. You rang first, saying I'm a little bit worried about my reputation.
Because I haven't tried to tidy my image up on and off the mic. Believe it or not.
Fucking Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew's got more chance of tidying his image up. Fucking hell.
And then Matthew rang as well, and he was cautious.
The risk assessment.
Yeah, major risk assessment. The willies, wasn't impressed with the willies.
Yeah.
But mainly your chauvinistic
views
on how to deal with the ladies in question.
My missus
which
said,
I thought it was fine.
My missus
I thought
said,
it was fine.
She's a fucking right arsehole, isn't it?
Did she?
You know, when like the ghosting and that. Went,
the cut that out your dick.
It's the first bit of audio that you've ever vetted.
Yeah,
I had to send you that section.
So
you
didn't put that bit in the ghost, did
you? No, I asked for taking it out.
It's just a fucking asshole, isn't it? That's staying in, by the way.
But Rose listened to me and she was fine. She said, yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, my missus was pissing.
She could deal with that.
Yeah, I think it was when I said, I'll ignore for a few days and then block. I thought that doesn't, if you're trying to tidy up your image...
It's not the best way to go about it, is it?
It's not.
It's like Prince Andrew going to a pizza and Buffy and paying for everybody.
The GB.
I enjoyed listening back last week.
I'm talking about the gym a lot here, but I put a couple of lads onto it who don't like football, and I said, don't worry, this is anything but. And they've only gone and stuck it on with the missus in the car.
Right. And are they gym goers as well?
Gym goers as well.
Oh dear, your reputation's plummeting.
You have to find any lower.
There's only one way to go from with his reputation's in that gymnasium.
And Sammy and Charlotte listened to it. Charlotte was not too bad. She said she found it funny. Jonesy.
If a little disturbing.
Jonesy got told to turn it off.
Just turn it off. Turn it off. Turn that off.
Before I hear any more. And I haven't seen her since.
That
so
man
I think
is an absolute.
It really has tainted your reputation within the within the CrossFit.
We've got plenty more coming in Friday clubs that dent that. Believe you me. Believe fucking me.
I'm in bad books with Rose.
Why?
As well. We went to a rugby club on Saturday night for a fundraiser. Like bongo bingo, best nights I've had for a long while. Like bongo bingo, three teams, all the wives and everything. They're my mates, club captain, invited us down. And it were Western. So everybody in cowboy
gear. You were dressed as Woody?
Get up, yeah. So I'm up, obviously I've got the gear and I'm up in attic. Get boots out, hats out, check shirts. And we've talked about it, haven't we, the old baggy jeans coming back in. Rose has succumbed and bought a pair of looser fitting baggy jeans. So we're getting ready. I've got my cowboy gear. She said, what do you think? But I don't know. I'm still with a skinny fit, mate.
Same. Especially
I don't
on
know
woman.
If it's because we've been brought up with it. But
definitely.
I still think the skinny ones look better. But she had these baggy ones on. I went, no, you look good. But I prefer the skinny ones. She went, do you think? I said, with cowboy boots as well. You want them over the top, don't you, for a fancy dress job?
Oh, you go, you look good, Bert.
Yeah.
It's the butt in it.
Mm. So she went with the skinny ones. She went with the skinny ones. And then we got to the do. You've done like the bongo bing, everybody's open. Great night. But they were doing like little games in between each round. And it was very 1830s, should we say, them kind of games. Just a bit of a laugh.
The sex games and that.
Yeah, so my mate, he volunteers us for get up. New arrivals, he'll get up. So go on then, yeah. I've had 5 pints of Guinness at this point. Come on, we're getting up. So it's the old, I had to lie down, balloon on the crotch.
Oh, Rose has got to slut drop.
Rose has got to slut drop, pop as many balloons as possible. There's 150 people in this room watching, so I'm down. Music starts. Are you ready? Go. Rose goes for it. One balloon, bang. Two balloon, bang. Three balloon, bang. Four balloon, pants, bang. Her ass splits. Red knickers. Four ass out. 150 people. Way!
All rugby guys.
How did she deal with this?
To be fair, she hand over at face, bit embarrassed, but then rolled with it.
Carried on?
Well, she spun. She spun so she
reverse, was yeah. It
reverse
cowgirl?
Reverse cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl. And then luckily she had a jacket, so she put it round her waist for the rest of the evening.
Did you get the win?
No. No, there was quite a bit of hesitation, you know, in between the pants splitting and carrying on.
If she'd
have worn the baggies, would have been all right.
It's not your fault. I don't think you deserve to be in bad books. So no, she should have gone with the old, and I think they'd appreciate this in a rugby duel. Just took the jeans off and wanged them into the crowd and then carried on.
So on the subject of fetishes.
Did you mention fetishes?
No, I don't think I did.
Are we on email?
Email. It got me thinking, John especially is a very open-minded, worldly man when it comes to shagging.
Oh, yeah. Would you,
that's not the question.
Is it just a statement or is that the end of what?
That's
whoa.
The statement. Are there any areas or fetishes that you three would not go near and why?
Jesus.
Should we go back to the first bit? Where's it getting that from?
You got me thinking, John especially is a very open-minded, worldly man when it comes to shagging.
Yeah, you're definitely the kinkiest out of us three.
Yes. Nah, then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm about your reputation? I can bring it out now if you want. I can fucking drag you down now if you want. I can fucking wipe the floor with it within fucking 4 minutes.
Next question.
Steady on.
Why am I... open-minded, worldly man when it comes to shagging?
Well, I think I don't know. Probably last couple of episodes, you know, admitting that you have a Tommy Tank in car.
I didn't ever admit that.
Touchy feeling in swimming pool.
Accident.
And he gets defensive, doesn't he, when?
Yeah.
Always blames me. It's always my fault.
Look at his eyes.
You're the king of distraction tactics.
Are there any areas of fetishes that you three would not go near and why?
I'm not into the whips and that.
No.
Nah. Are you?
I've never tried it.
I know you are. I know you are.
They were horses at Cheltenham, not been whipped as many times as that fucker.
And this is going to lead on to my next question.
There's all kinds of weird stuff, though, isn't there? Like, you know, people dressing up as babies and stuff like that. I'm not into that. Oh,
shitting and pissing.
You don't mind a bit of you, Ryan, John. I know that. You've said this.
That's not because I can't help it. Just jibbles that in me now. You don't mind a bit of you, Ryan.
I'm not into, like, anything that you have to get, like, role play or anything. You know, if you're changing who you are. Just, you know, you've tried it.
Awkward. I have tried it.
You've tried it?
I feel like, yeah.
Who were you?
What were your role?
I'm not telling you.
What did you go for?
Hold on a minute. You'll fetch this fucking email up.
Did you go for it in public?
No.
Like meet at the bar.
It was
hello.
More like. It was more.
Yes, I've just.
Somebody dressed up, and I just felt like.
What, and you had really, to play that?
No, it wasn't so much the role play, it was the dressing up. I just got like awkward. She was a devil or something.
No, what did you dress up as?
I didn't dress up. It just put me in an awkward position.
Yeah.
She was a devil.
She was like a horny devil on Valentine's Day. Like she had the horns and that was the thing. Was it, too far.
And you
did it right.
Yeah, it just puts off.
So you just happened to be in the area with your toolbox and she needed a washing machine fixing. Yeah. She's up on the door and she's an horny devil.
Yeah.
So you've not
and gone... I just killed the moment.
Oh, so you...
How have you done this on to me?
Yeah, but were you in a... Have you the not, role you've player. Not played
no,
a character?
No, I've never done the role
you've
player.
Not like janitor or something like that. Just mop
is that what
you'd
have us down as? Yeah.
Caretaker with loads of keys on you, on your jeans. Oh, I'll open this lock. See if we can get in this.
You started saying something then and quickly put it onto me.
No, I didn't.
So now, pissing, shitting and all that malarkey, far too far.
No, I'm not dressing up as a baby or a janitor or like sitting in a people sit in bars, don't they, and pretend it's the first time they've met. And like you come in dressed as a pilot, say you just come from airport.
Oh, you got a pilot's outfit in the loft. Tell you what else. I tell you what I would just out of curiosity. You know like them doll things?
You know, sex dolls.
You know them dolls, them like proper expensive dolls that are like as human as thing. Wonder what it's actually like.
What, you'd like to have a go?
No, but I'm just wondering what it's actually like. Do you know what I mean?
Well, how it feels like.
Yeah, how it feels, like what's going through your head. Are you talking to it? Oh, that sweet cheek. Stroking its hair.
Neck kiss.
Yeah.
Because that is a thing, isn't it? People do.
Oh, why?
Yeah, but
spend a lot of money.
It's more for lonely.
Is it?
And is it? I don't know. I can't imagine you're in a loving relationship and you've got bloody Sandra in closet. Oh, just get her out for...
It's the thrill, isn't it,
Chris? That's the role play.
That's the
role play. She just acts as though she's not moving. But yeah, just curious to think what it'd be actually like in that situation. When you sat watching Coronation, you just think, oh, fuck, I'm going to get Betty out of closet.
It's a closet.
Mm. Betty, come and sit here and watch this with me.
Where you going? I'm just five or better.
I don't mean any. I just wondered what it actually would be like.
Maybe you could sit down and watch Corrie with her.
I know, but if she starts talking to me, I'm fucking furious.
Johnson Brown.
Have you experienced that with Rose? Like gone out and pretended the first time you've
No, that's not my.
You've definitely got summer. You've definitely been involved in the.
I'm not.
There was another email which leads on to.
You never knock it till you've tried it, do you?
No, and
we might.
If you are into shagging dolls or pissing and shitting, fair play, but
yeah,
each to their own, innit, John?
Yeah.
Somebody did get in touch when we were talking about the Euros with Campervan, because we said we were looking for something. So if there's anybody who does any of these high-end sex dolls, John's interested.
What do you want? What type do you want?
If you want to get in touch,
you want
what
a cuddly?
Type do you want? Don't want it cuddly. Don't want it
tiny nips.
Tiny nips, but buttons. No.
Yeah, because I think they do them to order.
I just can't get like grasping what it'd actually be like in that situation where you lie it doll down up bed, like opening its legs, and then
you could just go budget wise. You could just go for a blow up initially.
Oh, I thought that's what it was. Is it not?
No, they're like...
Oh, no,
like,
these are...
Like proper things.
Oh, they've got moving limbs and all sorts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This does lead on to it because I want to get into your head a little bit, Chris. Who better to ask for marriage guidance and or life advice than the three biggest Lotharios in the north? Unfortunately, Root, Bairstow and Bresnan were busy. I'm best man for a wedding in May. Have you got any advice or guidance for life or married life I can include in the speech?
Oh.
So in terms of happily married men, Chris, you're one of the only few that I know.
No. Stop.
The end.
Yeah. You're probably the only one I know.
Yeah, just...
I think a big
the secret to a happy marriage, Chris, I think, is what he's...
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think role play.
Yeah.
Pretending you're a pilot, that works.
Yeah.
On the marriage thing, I think a good piece of advice would be do not take your credit card on the stag do.
Right. Is it? Do you get stung?
No, I didn't. But I've heard of more than once where, you know, they've gone in, on the stag do, they're in the strippers, obviously blind drunk, and gone with the old, put the card behind. One, it gets fucking fleeced.
Yeah.
In these Eastern European countries, apparently.
Have you noticed, I'm going to interrupt you there, have you noticed he nearly got on the defensive again there? He's like, no. He nearly denied being married. Oh. It was like that.
I were at one point. Yeah, so they put the credit card behind.
Yeah.
And obviously they rinse it for as much
thousands.
Money as... Yeah. So that's obviously bad. But it's all bad when it comes back and the bank statement comes. Oh, what really do fucking 2,500 quid in?
And then you've got a whole lot of explaining.
In so-and-so erotic bar.
Mm. So that's an advice on the stag? That's stag do.
Stag, yeah. On the stag do,
take
yeah.
it easy on the stag do.
Not take it
Look
easy, but
him.
Just if you're going to do it,
leave
just
your
get your best man to put his card behind.
Cash machine.
Yeah. See, I know definitely of twice that's happened. Secret to an happy marriage is basically just realising that you're not the boss.
Just go with...
From a male submissive. Point of view, yeah, you're just not the boss.
Because when you said I was in the bad books, I mean, in the grand scheme of things...
You just told to change your jeans, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
So
oh, no,
you
I'm
never,
not. I say I'm in the bad... I wasn't in the bad books. We had a laugh about it. Yeah.
See,
I don't even think it's submissive. We get it's...
Mutual.
Mutual, yeah.
See, something that might get you in the bad books is going on holiday for 2-3 days with the lads... And then coming back 7 days later.
Yeah.
That sort of thing that yeah. might get you in the bad books, isn't it, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Missing flights.
How many times have you done that?
But I wasn't married.
No, but it were a relationship stopper, weren't it? Because you just had to stop for another few days. Just got to toe the line, ain't you?
Mutual respect.
The big thing is don't marry a dick.
Preparation.
Yeah.
But you like to think you put the groundwork in before you've...
You've got to be able to do what you want. And she's got to be able to do what she wants.
Yeah.
And if there's any like, oh, I'm going away with my mates for 3 days. She says, you're not. Bin.
In the bin.
In the bin.
Have you got to set your stall out early on that one, though?
Yeah.
Once you get that one early doors,
I'm going away.
Then,
I'm going away with the lads for 3 days every year. Sometimes you might not, but I'm going. If you don't like it, you can fuck off now. 365 days, and you're going away for 3 weeks.
And then,
pals.
But then it's the mutual.
She can go with us.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody.
Of course, she can. No bother at all.
Everybody's in the same boat.
You've got to be. Oh, I'm going out a week on Wednesday. Right, no bother.
So don't marry a dick and get into role play. Is that what you're saying,
yeah.
Chris?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't marry a loner.
A loner.
Don't marry a loner who's got no pals. You need to marry somebody with at least 3 different friend groups. So they've always got somebody to go out with when you're going out with your pals.
You've really excelled it. It just comes back to yourself. It just comes back to yourself all the time. Well, it's not marry somebody who's got friends, so you know they're gonna have people to talk to, get out. It's make sure they've got friends so you can go out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm digging properly deep now. Don't marry somebody whose best friends had a bad divorce. She'll fetch him down. She'll drag her down. Oh, mine
did that.
He'll
start doing this next.
Mine did that. Yeah. Don't marry anybody who's got a sister.
What?
Don't marry anybody who's got a sister because she'll be fucking chelping in her ear.
I've never seen him so passionate, Chris.
No.
Have you?
There's not going to be many left, are you?
Anymore?
Can you still have had a bad divorce?
I was trying to put a positive spin on it with you, Chris.
She's got a sister, wedding's off. Wedding's off. If she's got a sister.
But no, it's all about giving. I know I'm not probably not the best person to advise, isn't it? It's all about give and take.
Give and take.
But
you've got to hold and give and do it at the right time, John.
Got to what?
Got to hold and give and do it at the right time.
But that's a...
slow or fast. You've just got to get to the line. They'll always hit you and hurt you, defend and attack. There's only one way to beat them, and that's around the back.
You've summed it up perfectly.
Isn't that a thingy song?
Huh?
Isn't that the... You got to know your man. Is it that?
Don't...
Is that song? What you just pulled
out? Relationship advice from the famous John Barnes.
I thought it was when you were saying it. Well, like, yeah, so apart from all them, so you probably... But the going out...
Is there a compromise, though?
Enjoying time with your mates is a massive thing.
But surely you want to get to the point where... Because you go out with Rose a lot, don't you? You do a lot of things together. I think that's one of the most important things.
Oh, yeah, you've got to be able to go out together and have a crack. Just your two.
Because I think if you're looking at going out with your mates all the time, then...
Oh no!
You've got to look at yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, but when you want to, there can't be no hassle. There can't be no hassle from indoors. You've got to be able to enjoy each other's company, but also enjoy being apart from them.
Solid advice.
Good advice.
No sisters. Definitely no sisters.
Have you noticed this? Like, you might not, because you always get quite fit. You know, the fitter that you get, my add-ons are much stronger.
Are they?
Are they?
That'll be let us just try and transverse abdominals.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
My erections are much stronger at me.
How much stronger are we talking?
I reckon I could lift. I reckon I could hit a fucking par 3 week now.
Do you think?
Oh, aye. 150 off back tees. I could hit a par 3 with my 1-1 once.
Mini golf.
Has it been noted as well?
Eh?
Has it been noted?
By myself, she'd not noticed.
Is that not just because your testosterone's higher?
I don't know, but honestly, my erections are much stronger. I would say 30%.
What about your libido? Are you wanting it a lot more as well?
Have you found that the libido's gone up? How often do you want it?
The libido were never a problem.
It's the alcohol for me. If we're when was it on the way back from Swansea?
Oh, yeah.
And we were both.
Like,
we're full mast on the way home. We didn't have a wank, did we, on the way back in traffic? But
what, you were driving?
Yeah, it just came up in conversation. Yeah.
Hold on a minute. We're both driving back and
we're a bit
who
hungover.
Brought the conversation?
We're a bit hungover, and I says, oh, I'm feeling a bit horny. I might chance me out when I get in. And before I'd said chance me out when I get in, he went, oh, me and all. Me and all.
I know you're good for a scientific explanation, but why do we get... Hungover, after a drink.
Hungover horn.
And in the sun. Sun and flipping 15 pints. Anybody's.
You're dressing up as a baby, aren't you?
Yeah.
Dressing up as a baby and getting shit on.
I mean, the sun, you've got a bit of a spring in your step anyway, because you're away, aren't you? You've got your extra vitamin D, but also the exposure there to...
Yeah, you're looking at women, aren't you?
Women. Or
it's like him in the gym the other Friday.
Inclined men. In their swimming trunks and whatnot.
I mean, him in the gym other Friday.
I think this must be something. Vitamin D must be proven.
Give you a boost.
And the alcohol, I can't.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's a comfort thing with the alcohol. You're inclined to eat shit, aren't you? It makes you feel better. A bit of boost on the old endorphins just gets you out of that hole a little bit.
What do you go for first? You go put the big order in.
Then what?
In the nest. Then big feed.
Definitely put the order in, but you go the opposite way from a Friday or Saturday night. You make sure it's at least a 45-minute delivery time. And keep going till the knock on, till the doorbell rings.
Is this where the role play comes in? Come in, sir.
12-inch pepperoni, yes. Fidget in here, big one. She's upstairs. Second door up right.
No, yeah, I think the hungover one's just wanting to make yourself feel better.
I don't know if I agree.
No?
No, I don't. It's not like
can we just point out that none of us are doctors?
Yeah.
But there has got to be something in it, hasn't there?
Got to be. Yeah. How did we get onto that?
I ain't a clue.
A lot of sex talk this week.
Yeah, good.
A lot of.
Thing is, what else is there to talk about? If we're not talking about football, not a lot else, is there?
There's a lot going on in the world, apart from football and shagging, you know.
Can't talk about football. There's only one thing, isn't there?
We talked about, have you ever had a fight before? Have you ever actually been in a... Have you ever took a punch?
No.
Not really,
I've been involved in scuffles and... But I've got a good defence, Chris.
Yeah, duck and weave. Mm-hmm.
But I reckon I'd be all right at it.
Do you reckon you could?
I reckon I'd be all right for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think your first one's got to land. First two's got to land.
You know, when you think, like, when you were playing and you used to get elbowed at nose and elbowed at cheek and whatever, I reckon I'd be able to take a...
Take a couple?
I'd be able to take a couple, aye. You probably would and all, wouldn't you?
I think I'd need, to get that angry, I'd need somebody to land one and then it's game on.
Oh,
yeah. When you get angry.
I can't see you snapping to a point that you're going to fight without something being thrown first.
Either one landed on your chin or somebody nicking the bird you've been talking to for like 2 hours.
And then all hell breaks loose.
Fucking hell, the chairs go in the lot.
I'd need the eyes to start watering.
Yeah.
From a one on the bugle or something.
Who's the most alpha man that you've ever met?
Alpha man?
Like a man, a proper man. Because I don't think there's many about anymore.
Morgs,
yeah. Yeah. Chris Morgan.
Proper old school
man. Yeah. Strong handshake, eye contact, would open the door for your sister.
Yeah.
Hopefully he didn't have one.
And an absolute gentleman, by the way.
Yeah. Who's got to bring it back to the podcast. Who's the most alpha man we've had on the podcast, in your opinion?
Oh, Kevin Ball.
Yeah, I think Ball would be...
That's solid handshake.
All those three answers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mick Harford.
I don't think as men, we're not like the old breed, are they? Like, my dad, like, even little things, like, if there were a spider in the house, my dad just used to grab it and take it outside. And
well, what do you do with
that? I'm not doing that. I'm leaving it.
You're leaving it?
I'm leaving it there.
I don't like them. If it's a big one, an huntsman.
When did we move to Australia?
Do you just grab them by hand?
No.
Tissue?
Flick them off and let dogs get them.
Tissue or Hoover?
Hoover? You sadistic bastard.
It can come out of Hoover, can't it? It's like sucking, in it?
I'm glass and paper.
Yeah. Throw it out of window.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to kill it, but if you throw it from upstairs, there's a good chance he's
gone
with a splat.
And my dad could always... My dad could, like, if there was something wrong with car, he'd fix it. Well, fuck no.
Yeah, you're right.
He is a mechanic. His dad. He's a qualified mechanic.
Yeah, if something goes wrong in the house.
Oh, yeah. Fucked. I put quite a few wardrobes up.
Yeah.
And shit like that. I'm doing it line this year, not decking.
You're not doing decking?
You did that
so
last
you said
year,
no.
You? Not doing decking this year.
What about doing dances online?
Eh?
What about doing dances online?
How many have I done dance online?
Them family fellas, whatever the...
Oh, fucking hell no, we're not getting
idiots, to them. Aren't they?
So yeah, so I've drawn a line this year with decking, jet wash decking off, and then paint it. That's a summer job, and I've said no this year. So I'm getting somebody in to paint decking and fence. I'm not fucking about with that game.
Nah.
I like to keep people in employment.
But it was all lockdown, wasn't it? It was either do DIY or do them stupid TikTok things.
TikTok dances and stuff.
I remember you painting your decking.
I didn't either. Lockdown. No DIY or...
It was like, you're a fully grown man, what are you doing? Dancing on TikTok.
Yeah, Instagram and that.
Did I do this? Did I do this?
It's one of the best things I've ever seen.
What?
And we're going to have to do some online snooping.
We're going to have to...
I've done some what?
Only online, thingy, innit? Audio. On our TikTok, it was... You know, like you get them...
Our
recommendations.
Yeah.
Friends you may know or whatever. I stumbled across John and Katie.
Me?
TikTok.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And the address is John Katie Couple Goals.
Oh.
Fourth video in and the big man's shaking his bum.
Let's have a look. Let's go back to the
thingy.
Fucking look at my belly, man.
Is this on TikTok?
TikTok.
Do you remember doing this job?
I don't know. So obviously I'm pissed out of
Do you remember the stick that you give the family?
So obviously, I'm, and John and Katie's obviously been made up by kids in it. Couple goals. Fucking hell. So basically, yeah, kids have set us a TikTok up and they've said, do this thing or whatever. And I've had a few drinks, so I've done it. Look at the belly, by the way.
Are you sure the kids James, have set this up, John?
John and Katie, couple goals. It's worth a follow, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Is anybody out there?
We'll get it in the description. Anybody interested in following it? You're going to do some new content. When was that posted?
2019. Is that before lockdown?
Can't be.
You were the original.
It's not 2019
you started the TikTok
at all.
It is.
That's strange.
So the family have copied you. You were the guru.
There's comments under it. People thinking it is the family.
Sorry. 19th of the 1st, 21.
So I was just telling Prex kids, weren't I? Great guy, that John. Great guy.
He'll dance
He'll
and
do
that.
Fucking
some,
anything.
Some
anything
good hips, though.
Yeah, you moved your
snake
bum well.
Snake hips.
That's the first thing I saw.
Have you found that?
Honestly, it just came up on our thingy.
As a recommendation.
John and Katie, couple goals.
I don't totally remember that being ever set up.
I think you should keep it active, though.
There's
another one of the dogs. Another video of the...
How is he, by the way, Percy?
Oh, he's not that far off up to full health now.
Yeah?
He's took his shizzle off. His outfit's gone.
Somebody got in touch saying they were listening with the missus, and his missus is a vet.
Mm. You can't please everybody,
cause
though.
Marry her, if she's got no friends, fucking 13 sisters.
Yeah.
Because if she's a vet, she'll be fucking caked in it.
Well, I think that concludes another Friday Club, gents.
I enjoyed that again.
This is probably the most bollocks we've spoken on them.
Still no football chat?
No.
Are you happy with the way that's gone?
Yeah.
What about Raheem?
I mean, I had a few football points, but...
What about Raheem Sterling's free kick?
I know.
Instant dismissal.
I know, I felt sorry for him, actually.
Why?
Did see Roy...
He got battered. The fans were on his case, weren't they?
What a surprise.
Nobody likes to see that.
Speaking from experience. Yeah.
What about Ben White? They've been getting a bit of stick, not wanting to play for England.
I'd love to, and I'm surprised it hasn't got out, the reasons why, but I'd love to find out why he came back from the World Cup officially.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love somebody to somehow get it leaked.
But
he must have had a fallout with Southgate and then just said, I'm not interested in playing with you.
It's his prerogative, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. You would think that everybody would be like, well, love to play for England, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think he particularly likes football, does he?
No,
no,
he said that.
He's a bit like David Batty, he don't watch it. Likes playing it, but that's it.
Just good at it, really good at it.
I didn't see some play either.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You said playing for your country. He wasn't playing, was he?
Yeah.
But I did see something that Steve Holland was apparently like outed him in front of everybody, and it might have been on that he doesn't like football.
Right.
So I'm not sure how true that is, but apparently he's called him out for it in front of everybody, and then it's kind of gone from there. Where he's ended up coming home.
But do you think like if you're not going to. Depending, you know, if you don't win it, right, or even if you do win it, you know, if you're the third choice keeper, you never play a minute. Is it a bit like 6-8 weeks away? Could be on holiday.
You've got the rest of your life going on holiday, aren't you? You're going to a World Cup, being part of that experience. I'm not saying that he, for him personally, you know, it's fine that he do it if that's his decision, but in terms of taking that prerogative of.
Are your holidays same at 28 as what they are at 48?
You can still go on holiday afterwards, can you?
I know, but...
Yeah, you can. But from his point, he might be thinking, I'm better than so-and-so. I should be playing. And it might have just...
Thought, fuck this.
Yeah. Like, how was he? I'm not going to throw names out
reading between
there,
the lines, he's obviously had a big fallout with the coaching staff, but whatever, and he's just said, fuck you. I'm not interested. It must have been something bad to not be able to patch it up. Because he said, I'm not interested in playing.
Under Southgate or at all.
He just didn't want to be called up, did he, to this? So I'm guessing.
So whether it would be a different, if somebody else were in charge, he'd then make himself available.
He is actually very good as well.
Oh, he can play the boy, can't he?
You'd think, considering his age.
He's 26.
Yeah. You'd think he's next in line.
Another 7 years, we'll have.
After Walker.
He'll be telling us. We'll have him on.
Yeah, we'll get him on.
Tell us what happened.
But if you don't want her, you don't want her. Fair enough, innit?
Yeah.
Maybe just because 99% other men would want to.
Yeah.
You can't berate him for not.
No, especially when we don't know exactly what's going on. We don't know what's being said.
Well, exactly. People said, how can you not play if you could be... You don't know what's going on here.
Right, thank you very much again for listening.
Yes.
What have we learnt from today?
Role play.
Essential.
I'm going to give it a go this
Chris
week,
is
a I
pilot.
Think.
Should we all do it?
Recommendations of characters that we could give it a whirl this week.
We should do it and report back, see how it went. You mentioned about like estate agents or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Estate agent.
Knock on the door.
Oh, you could be going to value house.
Yeah, something like that.
You could be dog groomer.
Or a vet.
That'll be angry sex.
Oh, what are we going to do with dog? Percy! Percy!
Right, as always, if you feel free to drop us an email. We've had some crackers up today. FridayClub@underthecosh.co.uk. Keep them coming.
See you next Friday.
Yes.
Next week.
I'm going to come as a pirate.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.